Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I am very excited about Dave Anderson being back on the show. I know you are too. Yeah, we've missed Dave. He's been gone for a few months. And he's the president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead. He's the author of something under 100 books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including his new one. It's not rocket science, but I think my favorite is... Here it is. How to Run Your Business by the Book. That's my favorite, Dave. Welcome back, Dave.
Hey, good to be back, Jim. Thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
So I told the audience that you were going to do something, you were going to help us do something that's one of my singular goals in life as a business owner, and that is to create customers you can't run off.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's crazy. Jim, when I came up in the business... You know, I came
remind,
up.
Remind the audience what your business was. Tell
well,
them about,
I came
what's
up
your car
in the car business. I sold insurance door to door, and then somebody said, "Well, you might rather sell cars than death policies." Yeah, so I said, "Well, okay." And so I started, then I worked my way up, and I ended up running a large group that was sold about 17 years ago when I started Learn to Lead. But you know, we were always told, "Well, just go satisfy the customer. Go satisfy the customer. Whatever you do, satisfy the customer." And you know, the more you're in business and the more you really study it, you realize that's not enough. Because when you look at the word satisfy, it means to meet a requirement, to mm-hmm. fulfill an obligation. You look it up in the dictionary, that's what it says. And then I ran across a study that talked about the difference, Jim, between a satisfied versus a highly satisfied
mm-hmm.
customer. And it was staggering. I mean, it was staggering. This was done by Service Management Group. They talked to 200 million people across numerous industries and continents. It astonished me. Here's what they found. That a satisfied customer is apathetic and indifferent, and mm-hmm. a highly satisfied customer is wowed and impressed. And so the key to moving them from being apathetic, and the reason they say they're apathetic is because all you did is what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
All you did is meet my requirement.
I wanted a burger, and you gave it to me.
That's right. It's baseline. It's not heroic, okay? And so to get them from satisfied to highly satisfied, you got to get them to say the wow. You've got to get the wow, little wows, big wows, one big wow, whatever, throughout the process, or get them to say, wow, these people were impressive, it's better than I thought it was going to be, and so forth. But if you can do that, then the study showed they're twice as likely to return. You see, less than 50% of satisfied customers come back to see you.
And see, that's the big deal.
Yeah.
You know, somebody asked me one time about my when I got IBM to be my first big sponsor back in, back in the day.
Right.
And after a couple of years, when some people found out, you know, they got to know me, and they said, "Oh, IBM's your sponsor." I said, "Yeah," and they said, "I bet you're excited about that." When they said yes, I said, "No, I was excited when they said yes, but I was even more excited when they said yes the second time."
That's right.
When they came back, that was when I felt like I'd done something.
Oh, isn't that?
I mean, I can sell anybody anything one time.
Right? Well, you're right, Jim. And you know what? You can't grow your business consistently if you're not retaining a large percentage of the customers you already
mm-hmm.
have. Otherwise, you're always plugging holes and playing
catch up. Well, when you first sell somebody, they don't know you. They're taking a leap.
Well, they are.
They're taking a leap of faith. I haven't had your hamburger yet. I don't know if it's any good. It sounds good, but I don't know that it is. So when they actually eat your hamburger, then they come back. That's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And, you know, I wrote an article a few years ago called "You Can't Build a Great Company Around Satisfied Customers." And it was all on the premise of less than half of them are coming back.
Yeah.
So you can't build a great company. But if you can get them to say, wow, then statistically twice as many will return.
And
but
that's, you know, where the profit is, Dave.
Well, it is.
The profit is in the return customer, not the new one.
How often do you shop your doctor for a great price, or your lawyer,
mm-hmm.
because someone you've used for 20 years, someone you go back to over and over again, you're going to get on the phone and shop them around and see if you can save a few bucks. No, repeat customers always pay you more. They see more value in you, more value in the experience you create, right? And you know, if you make a better experience for the customer, price is less relevant.
Right.
It's less relevant. Now, we'll never make it irrelevant. But if we create a better experience, it's less relevant.
Well, and the thing is you'll be able to raise your prices on customers that know you.
That's right.
As long as they're incremental and they're reasonable, you'll be able to raise your prices without getting a big complaint, because now, as you say, you can't go nuts. But if you're trying to maximize your pricing, you're trying to stay up with inflation, that sort of thing. A highly satisfied customer, a wowed customer, will let you do that.
Well, they sure will. But here's the problem, Jim. How often do business owners talk about, hey, let's make some people say wow today. Let's get the wow today. What can we do to create the wow?
When I spend my money in the marketplace, I don't get that feeling a lot. Do you?
I don't either. That's not even part of the conversation.
Let's talk about that when we come back. When we come back, I also want to inject the concept of expectations into the conversation. 22, right back with our good friend Dave Anderson. I told you we'd get smarter when Dave joined us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.